CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 31st of May 2026. The RSGB celebrates Volunteers Week 2026. The RSGB Youth Committee has announced the Yota Austria team, the closure of BBC Longwave. Volunteers Week 2026 begins tomorrow, Monday the 1st of June. This national campaign is an opportunity for organisations like the RSGB to recognise the contribution and hard work of its volunteers. In celebration, the Society asked some of its volunteers why they chose to step forward. You'll be able to see their answers and view more in-depth profiles from tomorrow via rsgb.org/volunteers-week. The answers, along with the short video, will also be shared on the RSGB's social media channels throughout the week. If there is a volunteer you would like to thank, or you'd like to share your own volunteering story, please add comment on the daily social media content that the RSGB will be posting. You can also see these profiles in the July edition of Radcom. Volunteers are at the heart of the work that the Society does, and on behalf of the RSGB Board, HQ and the amateur radio community, it would like to thank everyone who gives their time and expertise to support RSGB across such wide ranges and roles. The RSGB Youth Committee is delighted to announce the team for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp in Wagrain in Austria. Team leader Tom, M1TJM, will be rejoined by team members Philip, M7SZW, and Milo, M9ILO. They'll be going to the Austrian Alps at the end of July for a week of exciting activities and challenges designed to allow youth members to push their skills within amateur radio while meeting other amateurs from across the world. The Youth Committee's hard work in promoting amateur radio to young people has seen great success, with applications increasing by 200%. All the applications received were outstanding, and the committee was blown away by the calibre of enthusiastic youth members of amateur radio. Tom, Philip and Milo expressed them with their variety of interests and clear dedication to the hobby and promoting amateur radio. The RSGB looks forward to hearing what they get up to in Austria this summer. This year's camp is being organised by the OVSV, the Austrian Amateur Radio Society, and the IARU Region 1 Youth Committee. You can read more about the camp and team at rsgb.org/yota-camp. BBC has announced that its longwave service on 198 kHz, currently transmitting BBC Radio 4, will close on the 27th of June 2026 at 1 a.m. BST. The longwave transmitter at Droitwich in Worcestershire, Westerglen near Stirling and Burghead, overlooking the Moray Firth, will be closed that day. The RSGB and the BBC Amateur Radio Group will be marking the occasion on the air and are looking for volunteers to activate a special call sign in the week leading up and including the day of the closure. In addition, three radio clubs have volunteered to activate special call signs to celebrate the almost 92 years of these historic transmitters on the day that they're finally turned off. You can find more information on the RSGB website, rsgb.org/longwave-transmitters. Weekend of the 13th and 14th of June is 1940s weekend at Bletchley Park. The RSGB National Radio Centre will be open to visitors and is supporting the occasion by hosting the special event station GB1 SOE using CW on 40 metres. There'll also be a display of the World War II radios. Remember, the RSGB members can get free access to Bletchley Park Museum by downloading and printing the entry voucher on the RSGB site under BP Voucher. The May 2026 issue of Radcom Basics is now available on the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. Radcom Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. The May issue includes articles on DMR for beginners, building a 2 metre and 70 cms treble antenna, and understanding radio waves. The full collection of Radcom Basic back issues can be found in the RSGB app or via rsgb.org/radcom. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 7th of June from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough in Links, DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, visit becg.org.uk/events. Also on Sunday the 7th, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally takes place at Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park Drain Bank North, Spalding. Links PE 12 6AF, free car parking available and the entrance fee is £3 per person. Traders Catering and an RSGB stall will be on the site. More details, visit sdars.org.uk. Spalding Rally. Special event news, the Blind Veterans UK Amateur Radio Society will be active from the new Blind Veterans UK Rustington Centre in West Sussex from the 1st to the 6th of June using the MX0SBV call sign. Listen for activity on the HF bands using CW and SSB. The team will also be available on 6 metres, 4 metres, 2 metres, 70 sems. More information, visit qrz.com. Special call sign PA40AC will be active from the historic minesweeper Abraham Cranesin during Museum Ships Weekend on Saturday the 6th of and Sunday the 7th of June. Look for activity on HF bands using CWFT8 and SSB. More info, including details of awards that are available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Now DX News, Didier F6BCW is active as Fox Oscar Stroke from Tikihau Atolli OC066 in French Polynesia until the 20th of July. He operates CW and SSB on 80 to 6 metre bands, QSL to FO stroke F6BCW via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Phil FK1TS is active as C21TS from Nauru, OC031 until July. He's operating mostly FT8 as well as some SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World or OQRS. QSO is live streamed on Club Log. Contest news, CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest started at 00000 UTC yesterday the 30th, runs to 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 31st of May. CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Tomorrow, 1st of June, RSGB 80 metre club championship data contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, RITI and PSK 63 on the 80 metre band. Exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 2nd of June, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM on the 2 metre band, exchange signal report, serial number, locator. Also Tuesday, 2nd of June, RSGB 144 UK activity contest runs 1900-2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 MIGS FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700-2100 UTC, FD8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. And guess what? Wednesday the 3rd of June, RSGB 144 FD8 activity, 2-hour contest, runs from 1900-2100 UTC, FD8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges the same report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can be in the other. RSGB National Field Day starts at 1500 UTC. Saturday the 6th ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 7th of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The ARRL International Digital Contest started 1800 UTC on Saturday the 6th of June and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 7th of June. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6 metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. UK 6-metre Summer Group Contest starts 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th, ends 1300 UTC on Sunday the 7th. using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and member number. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 6th, ends 1800 UTC on Sunday the 7th, using TV on frequencies from 432 megs and up. The exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digital code and locator. Sunday the 7th of June, UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 0900 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Radio propagation report now, what a difference a week can make, exclamation mark, they write. Last week we reported that the solar flux index was down in the hundreds, but that it looked as though there were spots coming around the sun. This week they arrived, pushing the solar flux index up to 142 on Thursday the 28th. But with sunspots comes the risk of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, so don't get too comfy. So far we've only seen minor C-class flares, so keep your fingers crossed. Upper HF activity has been split between F2 layer propagation and sporadic E. As always, there seems to be more activity on FT8 than CWSSB. However, it's worth keeping an eye on the 10-metre band beacons, which often spring out of the noise. You can find a list of 10-metre beacons on the RSGB site under Main Technical and Propagation. Just follow the link to Propagation Beacons. DX to be worked this week includes 5Z4-MM0ZBH in Kenya, 3G0Z and XR0Z on the Juan Fernandez Islands, ZL7IO, it must be, on the Chatham Islands, CP7DX in Bolivia, and VJ2L on Lord Howe Island. More details under dx-world.net. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the 150s to 150 range, with generally calm geomagnetic conditions and an estimated KP index of 2. There may be a brief excursion to 4 around Thursday the 4th of June, but it's predicted to return to 2 next day. As we mentioned earlier, with up to 10 sunspot groups visible on the sun's surface, anything could happen. So keep an eye on solarham.net for news of solar flares and CMEs. Otherwise, enjoy the good HF conditions whilst they last. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The lengthy spell of heat is releasing its grip, and we're now seeing the start of a change to unsettled weather driven by Atlantic weather systems crossing the country. It can often take a while to properly reach the southeast, but there will be some rain there eventually. For most parts of the country, it'll be a mix of occasional spells of rain or scattered heavy showers. Apart from transient ridges of high pressure in between the fronts, there's only a limited option for tropo in favour of rain scatter in the coming week. First week in June is often regarded as a prime period for sporadic E, and the return of unsettled weather means there should be some jet stream activity to generate atmospheric gravity waves that provide the wind shear in the E region. There's also a lesser known meteor shower to provide the fuel for sporadic E propagation. This is the Arietids, which is mainly a daytime shower. The solar conditions have provided a recent minor enhancement of the KP index between 1 and 4, but not enough to get excited about in a radio sense for aurora. EME now, and this is a week to check out your kit. Moon declination reaches minimum tomorrow, the 1st of June. We also reach lunar apogee tomorrow. Conditions will improve after this period. 144 makes sky temperatures moderate to high all week, peaking at nearly 3,300 Kelvin on Tuesday. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me likewise until next week.